Order of the Public Works and Capital Projects Committee on April 9, 2015 at 6:15 p.m. If you want to take a second to look at the minutes, has everybody got a chance to review the minutes online, or
do you want to make a motion to go for a minute?
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion made by Roberts. With our past minutes and seconded by the display of the board, and we'll call this. Okay. We'll go right to the resolution. Resolution number 137, establishing capital project number 450, large culvert inspection program, Department of Public Works, Bridges and Highways. This is a project that the County Highway and Bridges putting together about doing an inspection of all of our large culverts that range in the size, I believe, from 5 feet to 20 feet at a cost of $200,000. This would require a bond resolution. So this was not in the capital projects anywhere in the for 2000
program for 2015.
All right, and secondly, who
was in the establishment?
Right, and who will be doing the inspections? The county themselves, or you're going to hire somebody to do it? Who does the inspection of the scope?
That's out of the engineering company.
Right. Now, is this the first time we're doing this, or have you done this in the past?
The last time this was done in the inspection of all the culverts was 2003 into 2004.
Okay, so this is done not every year, like randomly, every 3 years, 5 years?
Well, you know, yeah, it should be, you know, within every 10 years, I would believe. That's a little out, yeah.
Legislative Roberts?
In 03, did you have an outside engineering firm?
In 03, we had, I believe, 6 or 8 people in engineering, and now we have 4, and we don't have the resources.
And I take it you'll be putting it out to bid?
Yeah.
So it was an RFP, not a bid.
Back in 2003, yes, we didn't have one.
Legislative.
Yeah, well, I had a different question, but just to follow up, for $200,000, could you get two in-house this year? I mean, I don't know if that's a fair question, but...
Well, you have to keep them in the budget and benefit in it and all of that, you know, forever after.
Yeah, I just have a preference for having in-house staff, if it, when it makes sense, then contracting that, because I think you end up paying more for contractors. Unless it's some expertise that they don't have. My question was a little different, though. It had to do with MS-4. Is this related to MS-4 requirements? Don't you have to, under MS-4, check your culverts on a regular basis? So it will help.
$200,000 is a roundabout number. The bids could come in at 175, 150. And this is inspections not for cleaning, but for maintenance, repair.
So we have to identify the condition of the MS-4.
Any other questions?
I'll move it. If you're
motion made by Legislator Roberts, seconded by Legislator Archer. All in favor? All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, resolution number 139, establishing capital project number 451 to provide for design and right-of-way incidental work for the Hudson Valley Rail Trail West Phase 4 project and amending the 2015-2020 capital program Department of Planning. Okay, this, just to make note, the Economic Development Committee has already passed this. Peter?
Second.
Second.
No,
no,
I can
help.
I don't know much about this, I'm going to be quite honest.
Yeah, I'd be glad to give you a little primer on it.
Please do.
We met with the DOT last year about our goal to connect the Hudson Valley Rail Trail to New Paltz and to the Rockville Valley Rail Trail. The DOT said they would consider building out the last section from South Street, which for those of you that know the area, it's by Lowe's on 299. Mm-hmm. And they said, you know, the town had had a project to extend the rail trail all the way to South Street, and then they came short of funds. So they truncated their project, and it kind of stranded about a 1.25 mile section of rail trail. So the DOT talked to us about us applying for a TAP grant, which is Transportation Alternatives Program money. That's why we didn't include it in the capital program last year when we did the submission, because we hadn't gotten the grant yet. But we did a competitive grant. We were awarded $1.6 million by the DOT that covers 80% of the cost of the trail. And so at the end of the construction, this will extend the Hudson Valley Rail Trail from its current 3.6 miles to 5.5. The town is doing a 0.7 mile extension, and then we're doing about a 1.2 mile extension. And it gets it within about 3 miles of the Walkville Valley Rail Trail. We also are having conversations with DOT about them using some of the infrastructure money that they have to build out some or all of that so that these rail trails connect.
So I see the cost of this is $175,000, but reimbursable with $140,000 from federal revenue funds. That money is guaranteed?
Yeah, it's guaranteed as much as federal funds are. I mean, we were awarded the grant. This allows, we have two resolutions that are
similar. Yeah.
So the second one allows the county to sign agreements with the DOT for the revenue. Again, theoretically they have the ability to pull back money, but it rarely. I mean, this is the same circumstance with any DOT funding. You put it up and then you get reimbursed. And so the phase that we're just doing is the design,
right,
and the right-of-way incidental work, which is the title research.
It's going to be $35,000 for the bond.
Correct.
Anybody have any questions or discussion? Legislative Green?
Oh, I thought you were looking for a motion.
Sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Motion made by Legislative Green to pass the legislator, seconded by Legislative Roberts. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution authorizing the implication and funding in the first instance 100% of federal aid held for cost of a transportation federal aid project of the Valley Rail Trail West Phase 4 and appropriating funds therefore Department of Planning. I'll move that. Okay, motion made by Chairman Padiano, seconded by Legislator Warren. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. All opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
thank you for taking this time.
Thanks for
appreciate it. It makes it a lot easier when you just come to explain, you know.
I realized that. Okay. The first time it didn't work.
Okay. Resolution number 148, establishing capital project number 452, Canary's Bridge, a buffer restoration, amending the 2015-2020 capital improvement program, Department of Public Works. This is the fixer of bridge abutment and the park for a total cost of $350,000 of serial bonds. I guess there's some discussion that wants to take place here.
Did Bob tell you we talked about this this morning? I didn't talk to him. I talked to him about it the other day, but he didn't tell me anything more today.
Okay.
I spoke to him this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had some questions because the way, and I could have been reading the numbers wrong, but what I understood was it started out as a $150,000 project. Last year it got changed to $240,000, and now we're adding another $110,000. This is a non-operational bridge. It is a historic bridge, granted, and we'd like to preserve our history. I get that, but also the in development of a park and parking and all of this for a bridge that's not even connected to a rail trail, which, according to what Bob said, that it may have some future accessibility, but given the constraints and everything we're doing now, is this really the time to be looking at this kind of work for a bridge that is not being used by citizens? I think there is some use on it. The Bruderhof uses it with a horse and buggy, I guess. But so fine about, you know, fixing it. We don't want to lose it, but do we need the park? Do we need parking? Do we need all those elements added? And I'm not sure if that's additional 110, but it just begs the question.
Right.
Given our environment.
Right. I think the park was in there at 240, so I think the park part of it is maybe 90, right? I think that the 110 is because it's deteriorated further.
Right.
So if the park's in there at the 240, do we really need the 110? Can we not do the park and just use what we already have designated to fix the bridge?
It's going to depend on what the bids come in at to repair the bridge. So this is an unknown number and estimated around $300,000 from the engineer. It was studied on last year by Ryan Bates Engineering,
mm-hmm.
and they gave us really, I think the option for a total restoration was a little over $1 million, which isn't practical. So preservation approach was around $300,000. Based on their estimate. So their inspection was last year, and engineers went out in a rowboat, which we had tethered to the shore, so mm-hmm. they floated away. Their inspection found things that we had no idea were. Some decay on stringers underneath and mm-hmm. some of the wood, structural members that are slotted much further than we anticipated or realized.
So the original number, so this is a limited use bridge, very limited, right? And
tourism, pedestrian traffic, and the Bruderhof go across for the whole.
So pedestrian traffic from where? There's no trail connectivity. There,
no,
right?
No, just people that stop and take pictures. Or,
okay. I just feel, given our time, I'm just
the park,
as
far as preserving the bridge.
Well, if the park is 90.
At some point it will fall into the river if we don't do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be 5 years down the road or 20 years down the road.
When you're estimating it at $300,000, then the park you're estimating at $50,000.
It's for 90. Well, I was going by the...
year and a half ago, maybe. That's possible when the bids come in for repairs, that it could be for 150. And there'd be nobody left for a park.
Well, I guess you put in the nail cord, which is the bridge, at least the level of that?
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I guess the question then arises, how important is it that we maintain the bridge and keep it at its current condition? I mean, that's what Ocean says, but I would rather do some work and get it fixed, at least for now. If you don't feel like doing the water, fine, but at least have the bridge.
And is this in, is there any other bridge that is being used on a more regular basis that's not getting repaired because we don't have the money? You know, I know you guys were prioritizing the bridge work. I'm just asking the question. I don't know the answer to that.
They'll be repaired before they.
When
if they're red flags.
Otherwise they'll be shut down. I thought we had a couple of red flags. Are they on the?
Don't know if we have any red flags.
I would say we probably do, but they're in the process of being fixed.
Okay.
Not replaced.
Yeah, I'm just asking the question. Yeah. No, everything out.
Not every red flag and every immediate danger. You know, it's something that needs to be addressed, but it doesn't have to be addressed in 2 seconds. But I did believe.
But within a but you don't have like a 12 or 16 or something.
That is a lot more than just the bridge side of things.
Okay, because I thought you had a specific. A red flag has so many months to get fixed.
It could be. That would definitely be a fine question.
This, our understanding is, or at least mine at this point, is that this is either the second oldest covered bridge or the second oldest bridge in the country.
Mm-hmm.
But,
second oldest covered in New York.
In New York, sorry.
Oldest burr arch design in the country.
Okay. So we shouldn't let it deteriorate any further, but the arch is a whole other story, and that's kind of up to you.
My question still is, can we just fix the bridge without the $90,000 of the park thing, where all that money's tied in and has to come together?
Well, they could be separate items, or we could see what the bids come in for the bridge repairs, and then.
But you have them included in one packet, right?
One capital.
Separate it and do them all again next month? Is that how we'd have to do that?
No,
I don't think so. If we do this capital project for $350,000 and the bids for the bridge come in at $325,000, we're not doing a park.
Right. Yeah.
But if they come
in $325,000 and we do the bridge.
Right, and then don't do the park. The money just goes back into capital fund.
Or the park could be developed slowly and then have resources.
Well, I'd like to make sure
for a lesser number.
But
I
want to make sure we keep the bridge. I'm not going to.
I'm not too concerned about the park, so we'll continue to make it that if the bridge.
And
there is an existing park there right now. A small little picnic table.
Right.
It's
not.
Or on the same side of the road, the lawn area along the creek? That's not our property. The property that would be developed into a small park is across the road where there's a small pull-off. Dirt parking area.
So my question,
there's a couple acres there that goes up into the woods.
So my question to Sue is, how can we do this so we can move it forward tonight, but if the park's part of it makes the bid too wide, how can we get that like a guarantee?
Well, I suppose we could work it into the language of the resolution. Now, that would be my answer, but I would ask them tomorrow and to try and work that.
Well, I think so, too, because, 90,000, and just do the bridge.
Right. Yeah. Right. But you said the estimates were $300,000.
Yeah.
So probably that's where it's going to fall down. But if you want it definite,
but if they come in at three, the extra 50, let's throw it back. Let's do the park when we've got more money to do it.
Right.
It seems to me that this would be a prime candidate for Office of Parks Historic Preservation and Recreation funding. I wonder if anybody's looked into that. The second oldest bridge I can't think of a better candidate given, that standing. And I wonder, I mean, I think we could do both. I think we can move this forward. We can try and limit it to just the bridge at this time. And, but I, you know, those CFAs may be coming out soon. So it wouldn't hurt to also see if there's some way of bringing that cost down to grant funding.
Mm-hmm.
To me, you know, tourism is the number one sector and industry in Ulster County, and, you know, we obviously all in agreement that the bridge needs to be saved, but if we're going to draw people there, I think that a small park area needs to be developed along with it so they could actually go there and walk across it, bring their lunch and whatever. And, you know, so I don't think the park is a crazy idea for $90,000, but I would like to see if you could, when you put it out the bid, maybe just separate it, you know, to give the other legislators a chance to weigh in and, you know.
So spend it on the, it could be as a fat alternate or a deduct alternate, but depending on the bid price, we should award that portion or not.
And you may get a better deal if you do it all at once than if you separate it and do the, you know, split up a 2 or 3 year project.
Or even a grant project. That's a great idea.
All right, so why don't we move it as it is? If the bid comes too high, we'll just forget about the park for now and just make sure the bridge gets done.
Right.
Is that okay?
But you're going to separate it.
You're going to separate it.
Do you want, you mean two resolutions? Because it's one capital project. You want a separate capital project? Because I don't know how that works.
I think they want the...
just the resolution to make it clear that there's
specify in the resolution that if the bid is borderline or too high, then the park is definitely not going to be at that time.
Right.
Peter, you've made an amendment to this resolution?
Yes.
Okay.
Do I hear a second on the amendment? Seconded by Legislator Lawrence. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Now on the new resolution. Motion?
So moved.
All right. Second. Motion made by Legislator Lawrence. Seconded by Manager Joe Green. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Motion carries. Highway Equipment Department, Public Works, Highways and Bridges, the county going out purchasing some new equipment. You look at the back of your thing, you see the equipment that they're going to purchase, the equipment that they're getting rid of, and why they're getting rid of. They're going to purchase this floor candy snowplow with two wet tanks. What's that mean?
That's the brine tank on the
motor brine tank
on the side. Okay. So we can reactivate the salt going.
Okay. Two single axle four-wheel drive snow plows. Mm-hmm. Oh, there is our stable. Go over here and walk the edge. Two grade offs, three compact passenger rollers, 150 ton low boy trailer, one KFC tractor horse, one bot cat, one chipper, one mid-sized SUV, two Chevy 350s, extend cabs, 4x4s with 8-foot plows, three of them actually, and one New Holland tractor mower with boom and arm for a total cost of $2,790,000. $11,000 equipment total. I read through the equipment that you're getting rid of and why. You take a look at the hours and mileage and years of them, to me it's a no-brainer. I mean, that's just the way the municipality works, to hang on to things until they no longer can just be demolished. So I will move this.
Can I just ask you, Dean, on your list, the mid-sized SUVs, I've got two on my list. Do you have one or two? I think you said one.
I apologize, you do have two.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that I have the same list here.
25,000,
Okay.
Great. Motion made by Chairman Fabiano to move this, seconded by Legislator Warner. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Hey, Brian, I'm going to need you on this one. Establishing capital project number 4-4, Olson County Law Enforcement Center. Repairs and data center, HVAC 2015-2020 capital program, Department of Public Works Building and Ground. This is for new air conditioner, air conditioning installed in the data room.
Yeah, there's one existing data room
from
the original project 8-9 years ago.
Right.
That room has, over the years, the amount of equipment that has
dramatically
and
right.
A lot. So that's part of it, and there's a second data room on the second floor that is a redundant service for information services that has equipment in it now, and they have more equipment in it. So it's adding air conditioning to that one that is never never intended in the beginning when the project was developed.
That's
the
equipment issue at all, though.
The data equipment or air conditioning?
Air conditioning.
No, the air conditioning still functions fine. There's just not enough of it.
So they've increased the number of data systems in there that need to be cooled?
Yes.
I'd be
glad to give anybody a quick tour of it. One look in the room and you would... You'd know that it's you don't even have to look, keep your eyes closed, stand in the room.
Well, my question, and then my other question would be, why not look at the data systems that they're using right now to see if that might be better addressed than cooling, what you have, increasing it, the size of it, but not the efficiency.
So cooling has been looked at with information services and some consultants.
It's easier to continue to add on to the data systems than to just look at a different system.
Look at a different data system.
With the way
I can't speak for info services. I don't know.
Okay.
We're basically accommodating their close with additional cool.
Okay. I agree.
Has this been considered with the Siemens Energy audit in terms of, the most efficient?
No, when the Siemens Energy audit, that was about 5 years ago, and that audit was done, so it was not considered at that time. It wasn't a problem at that time.
Is there going to be language in the, to be sure that the system that's purchased to provide the additional cooling is as energy, because air conditioners are, I think we all know, amongst them, that's what causes peak demand. So, to be sure that, if it doesn't directly correlate with whatever conversations you've been having for Siemens since 2010, I just want to be sure that it is the most energy efficient piece of equipment that we can be, investing in. Given, I'm not saying to be off the charts. It should be cost effective as well, and I think that's part of the policy.
Mr. Roberts, do you have any questions?
Yeah, I'm a little confused on that, but I think I get it. You know, the machines that you're putting in there, they need to be cool and not keeping up, but they were keeping up last year, but not this year.
They really weren't keeping up last year. So.
Okay, the second part is, what about these doors, the Sally Port doors?
Some of the, I'm not sure how many sliding doors are in that building.
They're electronic.
There's a motor and a chain drive with there's probably 70 or 80 sliding doors, so there are 20 or so that are used so frequently that they're damaged.
What about the warranty on those?
There's no longer a warranty on those. The doors that we're replacing them with are a little different as far as the drive mechanism, and we've already replaced six of them this year, or in the past 6-8 months. Those doors, the shop, the manufacturer, they've got a door in their shop that has been, you know, on a motor running open shut 24/7 for over 2 million cycles. So the replacement doors, we think, would be good for more than a decade. These doors probably have, these main Sallyport doors probably have, guessing somewhere around 500,000 cycles on them. They're adjustable, but the track wears and they run out of adjustment. It becomes a safety issue where you have two sliders, the inner and outer of the Sally Port. If one of them is kind of broken or off the track in the closed position, getting either correction guys in to squash an incident or getting inmates out if there were a fire or a problem, it would be slow.
Okay.
They wouldn't be trapped, but it would be a safety problem. Yeah.
Anybody have any other questions?
I just have one other question. Are these water cooled or air cooled systems?
Air cooled systems.
Air cooled, okay.
The data systems are air cooled.
Is there a way to put in appropriate language? Just because, we're not talking about, the doors also, might have an energy aspect to it, but the air conditioning really does. I just want to sort of direct purchasing to, consider that that aspect.
I think that would be part of the deal.
Yeah.
I don't know why it wouldn't. I mean,
is it already in an existing policy to do that with purchasing? I want to capture every opportunity we have. It's my job.
No, that's something we would, you had said, within reason, we want the most efficient systems possible. Doesn't mean you're going to pay $300,000 for the perfectly efficient system and $150,000 for something that's almost as good.
It's not
the best bang for the money.
But to look at the cost benefit of, considering operations and the big cost in operation is electricity for air conditioning.
At least, any other discussion? Is there a motion to move this?
I'll move it, Dean.
Motion moved by Legislator Roberts, seconded by Legislator Moore. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
This will not come back to us. Yeah, it will. It's over 50. Will this come back to us?
Yes.
Okay. So I can ask that question again. I can say, and thank you.
Maybe it would be helpful to get a copy of the language just to make sure it's in the RFP process.
For the RFP?
Yeah.
Can I request that?
Can we request that?
Mm-hmm. Get a copy of the RFP, when it goes out to look at the language?
Yeah. Yes. 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 Like we said, that's all the time.
Right.
It's
on the website.
The world
we could
do something. What? I said we could use help as in, you know, just... Resolution number 157, approving the execution of the contract in excess of $50,000 entered by the county, Sullivan County Paving Construction Incorporation, Department of Public Works. This is a contract. $4,268,325. This contract is the county's involved with to have this company come in and pave roads. I don't know what the total mileage of the, you know, the total miles that they're going to do, or...
No, I don't remember the exact mileage.
Do you have a copy of the contract?
Yes, I do. Do I have a copy of the contract?
No, it should be a draft.
There's two sections, I know, section A and B, and they're pretty equal.
Yeah. It's like 1, 2, 3, 20 miles
of this, maybe.
I looked over this myself quite thoroughly today. It's a lot of work. A lot of coverage you're doing. I know my time was almost 5.5 miles, which is good with a 2-inch overlay. Well, work that has to be done. I mean, we had a nasty winter last year. We had a nasty winter this year. This is work that has to be done. And that's why I kind of ran on the track like that about that park thing. I mean, to me, in my mind, tells me this is like more the direction that we should be going, you know, instead of where, you know, like there's a lot of parks, you know what I'm saying? So, but I'm against this as chairman.
Do we have the mileage on this?
I don't have it all calculated, but I can show you the contract and then have the roads, the county roads, and the number of miles you're doing on each road and how much you're putting down in the width. Yeah, I'll move this.
Could
you second it?
All in
favor?
Yeah, I got some.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Dan, I spoke to you briefly about this, and I was informed last night by a highway superintendent, and I had a conversation with Mr. Sudlow today, that there was a lower bid for this project by $100,000 of a local company out of Kingston, Peckham, and they... failed to meet the apprentice requirements. And to me, I thought we did pass a local law last month or 2 months ago stating that it was for, and to my understanding, it was for bridge projects only. I didn't know it pertained to roads. Am I correct on that?
I don't know what the resolution said. That's my understanding.
Yeah. And I, you know, there's a different policy from way back that we're following now, because from what I understand, Peckham didn't have to go through the apprentice program last year, but they do now.
Well, last year the law was intact.
I know, but if the new, the local law that we passed pertains to only bridges, certain bridges, I think it was worded, you know, now we're enforcing it for non-bridges.
Erica?
All I can tell you is that it was in the bid. And so everybody did, you know, with that.
Understanding, with that. I do get that.
Okay. Okay. So that's...
I remember how I voted. For reasons like this.
The thing I would think was if it just pertained to bridges, that apprenticeship thing, and I am definitely not comfortable with what said that they're showing for paving and that. As far as the part that they missed it, if it's in the specs, you know, that they missed it, that's not really our problem.
I mean, I agree with that.
If it's in the specs and that. We're having an issue on awarding a bid to Sullivan County Paving for like $4.2 million.
Oh crap, it's the one contract I didn't even read yet, okay.
All right, mm-hmm. The issue is here that we could pass the resolution or local law a while ago with this apprenticeship that,
That's related to bridges, right, Susan?
I don't really know the resolution.
It's really related to bridges alone. It's not, it's just for bridges.
Okay.
So I think something in the law allows us to include apprenticeship requirements in our bidding.
It's not.
But I think it's only for just the bridges.
Right.
I thought the bridges for that extra 10 million.
So it's
right?
Not been in there.
For those that, for some reason, that's shifting in my head.
You have to continue. I've been working on Green Fleet all day.
My recollection, now correct me if I'm wrong, because you were part of that, that local law, it was strictly for bridges. Because I remember being very specific. Because it's tied into the law itself for that. So it didn't expand upon it. It was just the partnership and just for bridges.
But even though, it was part of the...
And they didn't miss it, they said they had it, but they didn't have it, it wasn't done.
They included it because they didn't like it, but the fact of the matter is, everybody looked at it, everybody saw it, everybody had the same document.
Right, and everybody was bidding on exactly the same thing.
Right. Is it the issue about, is it about bridges? This is about, right?
Well, this work is for paving.
Mm-hmm. I believe it was tied into building the bridge.
So what would be your opinion to move forward with awarding this bid if it was just for paving with no bridges? And the local?
I don't think there's a problem. And I don't even know if it's an effect yet. I have to, I have to look and see.
Can I ask Mr. Cornell if he has any...
Yeah, this seems to be a legal question now, so...
I mean, do you know what policy they're following?
Let's see if I get a copy of the local law. That would help talk to my lawyer.
Sending them the document with the apprentice language for all the bidders.
Right, and he said that he was in the process of getting his... program in place, is that?
That's what I was wondering.
Right.
Process,
he didn't need it
place.
For...
But I mean, last year, as far as last year, not anything like that, we didn't have anything
job.
Like this, any type of work like this, and this, not the, heck of it is no longer in case.
Where are they at?
They're at Catskill. They closed the senior to be one last year.
I voted for the apprenticeship program. I like the idea, but I don't want it to be imposed beyond the scope of what we authorized, and that's my concern.
My concern is too is that with this program here, and I'm sorry if I interrupt you, and I was under the understanding that, back when the billing case thing, now that they're in Athens, the other company was far into Sullivan County, neither one of these maybe might be using more local help if they had a presence here at one time. I don't know. But, that's, I'm just guessing at that. But, I doubt if there's going to be a lot of local help, workers on this with either company. But $100,000 would probably renovate that park.
Sounds like a plan.
In years past, I've worked with Peckham and they've always done a nice job.
I'm sure
they've done
well with Peckham.
Yeah, they're good.
I have no. Okay. This passed in February.
Right.
So I don't know if it's in effect yet because there's the executive has to go through his process and so on and so forth, and it has to get filed with the Secretary of State, and I have to ask if it's been filed with them already.
So what is your opinion that we do here tonight?
I think, this is the thing, is that this is applicable, the apprentice program is applicable to construction, reconstruction, improvement, rehabilitation, installation, alteration, renovation, demolition of, or otherwise providing for any bridge, culvert, or abutment. So paving, correct me if I'm wrong, because you're still does not include that. Paving is not included in that description. That's not an alteration to the bridge itself. You're just paving it.
So my question again is, what do you think we should do here tonight? Table this all for next month, or move forward with it?
I don't have a problem with you passing it because I don't think this is subject to it. But I have not had an opportunity to look at the whole thing. So if you'd like, you can put it off for another month. I can get you a better answer so I have an opportunity to digest this because obviously I wasn't expecting the question.
That's a problem.
I mean, it could be as far as scheduling. I don't know what some of the county's schedule is. I haven't talked to them at all.
Waiting for this, to be passed before we make contact, do any scheduling or anything.
Look at these
people. Okay, we could put it off to the night of session, but either way, as we vote on tonight, I'm going to help.
Erica?
Chairman, what I could suggest is we have Ways and Means on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I'll have an opportunity to take a look at that. You can make it, you can pass it tonight subject to any information provided, or you can have a special meeting thereafter. But
I would like to pass it tonight. And we live in a big project with a lot of work to be done. And a month's delay can really be
difficult. Well, I personally do not have a problem. But I can provide a written opinion so that there's backup in the event of whatever this committee does. But I personally do not have a problem with it because it's not dealing with a bridge per se. Right.
And I do have a little bit of problem with that myself. And if it wasn't such a big thing, it was really good. I know we have to get going here. If it was like for one road or something, I would say hold off, but we got to move forward. The money don't get screwed up. So I'm going to ask the committee for now to move it.
Motion
made by Peter Lawrence, seconded by Ben Archer. All in favor?
Aye.
Steve, I'm a no. $100,000 is a lot of money.
All right. Okay. So the guest is Anna Jo, you're in now?
I don't know. And I just, I don't know enough about our purchasing policy, and I'm not trying to make anyone wrong. But I'm just not understanding why that was put in here, and I just want to be sure it wasn't a mistake. So, pardon? I can't see. But how were they authorized? I'm sorry to belabor this, but how were they authorized to put in language about an apprentice program that doesn't apply to paving? Unless the paving includes bridges.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't, so. I hate to be a stickler, but. So anyway, that's the reason for my
name. When did the big go out? I'm sure it was somewhere.
It was awarded,
And I think we're going to face the same dilemma here, and resolution number 158, approval of the execution of contract in excess of $50,000 at the county by A. Calarusso and Sons, Department of Public Works. This is for more paving to be done by a private, is that same line?
This is the shoulders on Lucas?
Oh, the shoulders on Lucas,
right?
Yes. 300.
Is it from the city line to Maple Avenue, over the section and the over?
Yeah. Any discussion?
I move it.
Okay. Motion moved by Legislator Robert, seconded by Peter Lawrence. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Yep, thank you, Erica. I appreciate you taking the time.
Of course, but I'll get something in writing to Betty, and then you should be in favor of
I don't have any Because there was a lower bidder, you know, that lost out on it.
We had some things to go over.
This is Sullivan.
Yeah. On old business, we're just going to have another meeting, and I'm going to make a decision right now. Starting next month, we're going back to our regular time. I can't stand sitting here being pressured for another meeting and having to come in here. So next week, next month, we're going back to 6 o'clock, and the other committee is just going to have to do what they got to do. Because we had important things to talk about here tonight, and now I can't even go through the rest of my business that I run out the circuit door. So. All right, any other questions? I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Motion made by Legislator Green to adjourn, seconded by Legislator Warren. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Thank you.
Pete, I have some pictures from under the Elmendorf thing.
Yeah.
And I left them in the office, so I will get them. It's not a bridge. It's not a bridge because a bridge, it's not on any of the DOT lists or anything because it's not 20 feet. It's not a 20-foot span.